You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong, new last name. And y'all, I'm coming out the gate this morning super early. I'm talking about early. I'm talking about early like way last year. I used to get up early and people used to be like, how do you get up so early? And then this year after, you know, COVID hit, my time just kept getting later and later. But this morning though, I'm coming to you super early and super excited about a new season. Yes, a new season. If that song comes to mind, it's a new season. It's a new day, a fresh anointing. It's coming my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season. Coming to me. Yeah. So y'all, let's get into the podcast today because I got to share some things with y'all and I'm moving quick, but I'm going to tell y'all exactly why. So let's go. So y'all, first of all, shout out to me for that singing voice early this morning. Ooh. Y'all thought I probably would have been in the shower sounding that good. Just kidding. Y'all know I don't really sing. But y'all, today marks the beginning of a new chapter in the lives of me and my family as we embark on the homeschooling journey. Yes, my kids are being fully homeschooled this year by me. Yes, I know. You're like, wait, you're talking about the virtual homeschool where they log in and even though they're at the house, you think you calling that home? No, I'm not calling that homeschool. I'm talking about withdrew my kids from public school, enrolled them into homeschool through the state. I'm talking about that. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? So this year, y'all, the Holy Spirit, first of all, being led by the Holy Spirit, okay? Because if you had told me last year, if you had told me in March, April, May, that I would be homeschooling, I would have said, you're lying. I'm not going to do that. But y'all, it's amazing how God has just allowed me to have this opportunity through this really amazing program called Classical Conversations. So over the last few months, I have been inundating myself with this whole notion of homeschooling my kids. And I was able to recognize through reflection, okay? You know, we gotta reflect sometimes to be able to see the hand of God moving. But I was able to recognize through reflection how God prepared me for this new season. How many of you know that God won't just thrust you into the deep end of a thing? He ain't gonna just throw you into the deep end. He's gonna prepare you. Yes. Even you. I'm pointing to you. Even you. Yeah. You. Yeah. I'm talking to you. The person who doesn't consider yourself perfect at preparation. But God will prepare you. And you won't even know you being prepared for a thing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my story. Like, I didn't know God was preparing me last year. For this year, like last year when I was working for a nonprofit and I ended up leaving. Well, I stayed with the company, but through a contracting scenario, but that contracting scenario sent me home. And so me coming home ushered me into, why do I need to pay for my kids to be in after school? They can just come home because I'm at home already, you know, so why spend that money? So then my kids started getting home earlier. Now, it took me a minute it took me about a month to make that decision to let them come home. But the kids started coming home after school. And my kids are elementary school kids, so that means they come home early, at least here in the state of Mississippi. So my kids were coming home early. And then another series of events happened where they ended up being with me during the summer and not in a summer program. Again, God was preparing me for such a time as this. And then COVID-19 hit. And of course, we are quarantined and the kids are with me all day. Preparation. Y'all, let me tell you something. God will not just throw you into something without preparing you for it. I'm telling you, He will not do it. He will prepare you. And if you just pause for a moment, slow down, and just think and reflect and look at the hand of God and how He moves and how He prepares you, you'll be able to see it. You'll be able to see it just like I was, but you got to pause long enough to see it. But anyway, this morning, the Holy Spirit reminded me. He said, look, follow my lead, okay? It don't matter that you're not a perfect preparation person, because y'all, I'm not. Like, preparation, I've been getting, you know, a bunch of different veggies and stuff like that. You know, it's been an abundance of food that's been that I've been receiving in my household. And I'm like, what do I do with these? Do I cut these potatoes up? Like preparing, you know, like our grandmothers used to do. They would get the food out the field and cook it and chop it up and freeze it. Like, I just didn't even know that lifestyle at all. Like, I never even bought winter clothes in the summer. Like, I just bought it when I needed it, you know? So y'all, the Lord was saying, look, even if you're not a person that's perfect at preparation, I will prepare you. I can use you. So this morning He said to me, follow my lead. I'll show you what to do. You don't have to take the lead. I will. Then He said, you don't have to create from scratch. I already created everything. Remember? Remember? And He said, I'm right here. Remember to surrender daily. Remember to surrender. That could have been the title of today's podcast and blog. Remember to surrender. But today's title is persistent faith. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I came to that title. Because this morning, early this morning, it's really early right now, y'all. Y'all don't understand. It's really early. It's really early. But I'll tell you something. It feels good to be getting back up early. You know, I mean, well, getting back up early in the morning. Yeah, getting back to getting up early in the morning. That's what I'm trying to say, y'all. It's early. I said that, y'all. It's early. But getting back to getting up early, spending time with the Lord very early in the first part of my day. I always spend time with the Lord first, but I'm talking about these wee hour of the morning type spending time with the Lord. And it feels even more amazing that I get to spend this next year being the lead teacher for my children, giving them a whole new way of learning where God is the center of it all. Y'all, I'm so excited that my kid is going to be learning prepositions and verbs and stuff all centered around scripture. Like, we're going to start the day off with scripture. And listen, I'm just excited. I'm excited about it. And to be totally honest, I'm relearning a lot of things myself. And I think God set it up that way for a purpose. I'm pretty convinced that He set it up that way for a purpose. One thing I do know is that as I continue to seek Him, He will continue to reveal to me the way to go. So today I embark on a new journey, and I'm just so blessed to have two beautiful children who are just excited as their mother. I am elated. Y'all hear me? I'm talking about excited. I get to be my kids' lead teacher. Wow. But I ain't gonna call myself a teacher anyway. Oh, maybe a trainer, a coach. I don't know. But teacher is just like, I don't know about that. But anyway, y'all, this morning as I was reading Proverbs 25 for the scriptural Bible study, I heard two phrases: be persistent and be patient. These two phrases came to me as I was reading Proverbs 25 and verse 15, which says, a ruler can be persuaded through patience, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. This verse was also cross-referenced to Luke 18, 1-8, where Jesus tells the disciples a story about a widow who would not give up. Because of this widow's persistence, she got what she was petitioning for from a judge. Now, I learned from Dr. Miles Monroe, and I'm going to just tell you, I learned this last night. I learned from Dr. Miles Monroe that prayer is petitioning. And I believe the Holy Spirit was encouraging me this morning to keep praying and don't give up. Dig my heels in even more. Be persistent in my prayers. Put God in remembrance of his word, and then be patient in my persistence. For Luke 18:8 says, God will hear my plea and answer me quickly. Now, the last part of that verse, though, I switched over to Luke. Y'all follow me now. Luke 18:8, the last part of that verse really challenges us. It says, when Jesus comes back, will he find this kind of persistent faith on earth? When Jesus comes back, is he going to find us being persistent in our faith on earth? And that suggests, y'all, that we always need to pray and never give up. Not just when we're seeking something from God, but he needs to find us always in this persistent posture of prayer. There were three other things that were highlighted to me this morning from Proverbs 25. And one of them, y'all, one of them was about the nagging wife again. I said, okay, Lord, this keeps on coming up. Is this for me? I'm like, the last 3-4 chapters of Proverbs then talked about this nagging wife. I'm like, Lord, are you talking to me? Because y'all know I'm a Proverbs 31 wife. I mean, I'm a wife. I'm an amazingly beautiful wife of noble character on my husband's crown. No, I'm not married yet, but I'm speaking that thing. But I keep seeing this nagging wife, and I'm like, Lord, is that for me? Is that for me? I said, let me make sure I pay attention to this proverb, because I don't want to be that wife. I don't want to be that nagging wife. Okay. So the Lord is like, hey, I'm trying to prepare you when it does come, when the husband comes, right? When I present you to your husband, he don't need to see a nagger. Y'all, anyway, let me keep moving. The other two scriptures that stood out and were highlighted to me were verses 21 and 22, which says, if you see your enemy hungry, your enemy, not your friend, not a stranger, not a homeless person, but if you see your enemy hungry, feed them. If you see them thirsty, give them something to drink. We talking about your enemy. Read it again. I ain't telling y'all not to give your friend lunch or feed the homeless. Definitely do that. But the Bible says, if you see your enemy hungry, feed them. Your enemy. Yeah, read that again. Your enemy. The Bible says, your generosity will surprise them with goodness. And then God will look after you. You know that phrase, kill them with kindness? That's what comes to mind to me here when I read that. You know, not that I want them dead or anything. I ain't saying that, y'all. I'm not trying to kill nobody. But just saying that we are to feed our enemies if we see them hungry. Question is, have you seen your enemies lately? Question is, were they hungry? I think it says a lot to notice their need versus turning your nose up at them. Now that's a word right there. For you to notice that your enemy is hungry and not to be turning your nose up at them. That means you got to really be paying attention. Like, you got to have holy lenses on, be like, okay, this person, we don't see eye to eye. But what I do see, what I do spy with my little eye is that they hungry and I need to feed them. I need to pay for their lunch. Let me just do that. Because the Bible says I'm supposed to do that. And it says, if I do that, God going to look after me. So y'all, if you see your enemy hungry, feed them. And finally, verses 16 and 27 speak about eating too much sweets. This seemed kind of a bit random to me, but it was there twice, so I figured it was something we needed to pay attention to. It says, if you find honey, eat only what you need. Otherwise, you'll get sick from it and vomit. It also said it's not appropriate for us to seek honor either. So y'all, wrap up. Be patient. Be persistent in your faith. Always pray and never give up. Feed your enemies. Don't eat too much sweets. And again, Don't be a nagging wife. But more importantly, let God lead the way in everything that you do. All right, y'all, that's gonna be the wrap up for today, because me and the kids, we got to go. We actually have a community day that we are going to. So the kids are excited. I'm excited. We all are excited to be getting out of this house. So y'all, we are going to let the Lord lead us to our community day. All right, y'all. Make sure you don't forget to read Proverbs 26, because that's where we going tomorrow. But I need you to read it either today or in the morning when you spend time with the Lord. Okay? All right. Yeah, I think I got so excited I started doing the wrap up before I went to a whole new segment for the wrap up. I told y'all it's early. It's early in the morning. Okay, all right, let me get myself together. So, like I was saying, kids and I, we're headed to community day for classical conversation. And oh, I forgot to tell y'all this. Your girl signed up to be a tutor. I know. What does that even mean? That means that I will be modeling the lessons for the students, which two of them are mine, and the parents. Y'all, with classical conversations, the parents don't get to drop the kids off. They got to be in there too learning, so they'll know what to do Tuesday through Friday in their homeschool environment at their house. So we get to go meet and be in community for one day out of the week, which I love that, which gives us a, you know, some time to be out and be in community, because you know you can't do life alone. You got to do life in community, right? We can't do it by ourselves. But I just want to make sure y'all know I'm not a teacher, okay? So don't call me that, and don't be asking me did I shift careers, because I didn't. What I am is a lead learner, okay? Lead learner, because that's a title that I can rock with, all right? That's a title. That's a title that I can rock with. All right, y'all, what are your assignments for today? What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And what is it that you need to be more persistent about? What is it that you've been praying about, but you kind of just fell off the wagon a little bit? What is it that you need to be more persistent about with your faith? Write it down. Leave me a message on the podcast. Just go to anchor.fm. And then finally, number three, share this post. Share this podcast, share this message with someone who needs to hear it. Make sure if you haven't subscribed to the blog to get it into your inbox every day, make sure you just go to onassignmentbygod.com and do that. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're listening. Just make sure you subscribe. Make sure that you don't miss an episode of On Assignment by God. All right? Okay, y'all. I love y'all, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.